The Thanksgiving Playdate of Festivals. It was a chilly November afternoon. Moon, Sun, Aura, Krish, and Anna were gathered at Moon's house for a special playdate. It wasn't just any playdate, it was Thanksgiving. Moon's mom had prepared a big feast for later, and the house smelled of warm pumpkin pie and mashed potatoes. But first, the kids were busy building a giant fort out of cardboard boxes, blankets, and pillows in the living room.
You know what's great about today? It's Thanksgiving. We get to be together, eat yummy food, and talk about all the things we're thankful for.
That's awesome!
Moon's mom got juice for the kids who had worked hard on their tumbling forts. Kids thanked mom and gave a wide, contented smile.
I think we did enough work for today. Should we sit and play something to take a small break?
Why not? Let's also talk about our favorite festivals today.
That is such a great idea.
Yes.
They decided to start in the order in which they were sitting.
Let the host begin.
My favorite festival is Christmas. It's in December, and I love decorating the tree, hanging stockings, and waiting for Santa to bring gifts. Know what? Last year, I left cookies on a table near the tree for him, and he even left crumbs.
Dad and Mom giggled quietly in a corner while the kids look at Moon in awe.
Christmas is so much fun, right? I love it too. We do celebrate it, but my favorite festival is the Lunar New Year. It's usually in January or February. We celebrate with red decorations, lanterns, and every year is associated with one of the 12 animals. This year was of the dragon, and next is going to be the snake. We also get red envelopes with money, and my family does a dragon dance. It's amazing! Did you all notice? Both Christmas and Chinese New Year has so much to do with the color red, red clothes, lights, decorations.
I love dragons. If ever you happen to see the dragon dance, do tell me. I so badly want to see it in real. I love how they jump, run, and dance together in spite of being all covered up. And my favorite festival is Makar Shankranti in January. We fly colorful kites, and the sky is filled with them. Everyone tries to cut each other's kites down. It's like a big kite battle. We also eat sweet treats made from sesame seeds and jaggery. My family always says, "Eat sweet, speak sweet."
That sounds fun. I love to fly kites too. Maybe next time you can teach us how to do the kite battle? And my favorite festival is Kwanzaa. It's in December, and we celebrate for 7 days. Each day we focus on different values like unity and creativity. We light candles, sing songs, and have a big feast at the end. There's so much dancing and drumming, and I love it.
My favorite festival is Diwali. It's in November, and we light up the whole house with diyas, or lamps, and set off fireworks. We wear new clothes, go around sharing sweets, and make rangolis, which is like art done on the floor with colored powders. My family makes yummy sweets, and we share them with our neighbors. The best part is that my grandparents visit us during this time, and I get to hear so many interesting and magical stories.
Next time, will you call us when your grandparents visit? I would love to listen to their stories too.
Yes, me too.
Did I hear you kids talking about festivals?
Yeah, Dad. What's your favorite festival?
My favorite festival is Eid al-Fitr. It's a very special celebration after a month of fasting called Ramadan. When Eid arrives, we start the day with a prayer and then have a big feast with family and friends. We wear new clothes, share sweets, and give gifts to each other. It's a time to be thankful and generous.
That sounds amazing, Uncle. We're learning so much about so many festivals today.
Since I am the only one left, let me talk about my favorite festival, which is the Bodhi Day. It's in December, and it's when Buddhists celebrate the day on which the Buddha attained enlightenment. On Bodhi Day, we meditate, decorate our homes with lights and special ornaments. Sometimes we also hang strings of beads on trees to symbolize the unity of all beings. It's a peaceful and reflective day.
Wow, there are so many cool festivals.
We should have a playdate every time we celebrate a festival.
That would be the best.
D, Did you all notice one thing? Most of the festivals are all about celebrating with family and friends, ushering in peace and prosperity. They are all so colorful too, with kites, new colorful clothes, decorations, lights, and lamps. And we are so lucky that we will get to celebrate all of them because we have friends from all over.
Kids, the Thanksgiving feast is ready. Who is ready for the feast?
All kids ran to the table. There was turkey, mashed potatoes, and pumpkin pie, and it all smelled so good.
So, on this lovely day of Thanksgiving, can we take turns and talk about what we all feel thankful for before we dig in?
I'm thankful for being able to learn about so many festivals and getting to celebrate Thanksgiving with all of you. I'm thankful for being with my favorite friends and for having got the chance to hear about so many different traditions.
I'm thankful for having all of you in every day of my life. Playdates in school would have been so boring without you all.
I am thankful for all the food and fun we had today.
And also for the food that we are going to eat now.
Everyone exchanged thankful smiles and got ready to eat. After the meal, when the kids were back to playing, Moon had one last question.
So, who likes today's festival, Thanksgiving?
We!
Me!
I!
They laughed, knowing that they had celebrated not just Thanksgiving, but a world of festivals, friendship, and fun. And now it is Chloe time, friends. Remember kids, no matter where you come from or what you celebrate, every festival is about kindness, gratitude, family, and bringing people together. That's what makes the world a beautiful place. Do take time to talk to your friends about each other's traditions. It will help you know more about the different cultures, religions, regions, and customs followed by people around you. Be it any festival, the love and joy of celebrating with friends and family is what truly matters. Also, do not hesitate to thank or appreciate your friends, family, or anyone for little deeds of kindness or love. Happy Festival Season 1 and all!
Please like, share, and subscribe to our stories. Thank you.